Welcome to episode 248 of the 8-Bit Geek. Are you new to the show? If this is your first time listening, 8-Bit Geek is kind of like going on a blind date before the internet. Listen up, I've got some truth here, okay? You had a friend set you up. They swore that you two were a perfect match. You go and you take 2 showers, 3 baths. You even shave your back for this one. Wouldn't you know that you were 3 hours late? So then you go back to your house, and all that there was a porno mag and you. I'm Jeremy. With me are the 2 guys who helped me in the shower.
Ryan.
I'm Kevin. I'm always willing to help someone out in the shower.
You guys do the best job with my back. Doug lathers it up and Kevin shaves it.
He's got a lot of experience.
Well, wait, the shaving part? Yeah, definitely.
So Kevin,
yeah, shaving of backs.
Kevin did me a favor and he wrote this week's intro, which was fantastic, and you can write them anytime. But I can't help but wonder, was this based on a personal experience?
Yeah, this happened to you?
Yeah, you know what? I met this I had a friend in music class. It was from music room 330, and yeah, he wanted to set me up with this girl that he liked, and
that he liked.
The what?
Some girl that he liked?
No, some girl that like he thought I would like.
Okay.
And yeah, it would have been a perfect date had I not been 3 hours late. So, you know, I just ruined it, and it was before the internet. So, you know,
is that a really, you made that up?
Yes.
Have you? Okay. So I want to dive into this now, seeing that you're a fucking liar. I want a real story. Who the hell has been set up on a blind date before?
Yeah. Have you, Kev?
Set up on a blind date? I mean, I've gone on like dates
before
AOL
before the internet and back in the 1800s.
Back in the 1800s. I've never went on AOL dates.
Okay.
Like that I've been on, where it's like you meet girls or, you know, what have you, on AOL in chat rooms. And then you choose meetups. I met a girl. The first girl I ever met on AOL.
Did you do ASL?
Yes. It was all about the ASL.
Okay.
I met her and I felt kind of bad because she looked like, what's that fucker? Gene
Simmons?
Hackman?
Gene Hackman. Oh, thank God. I would have fucked her on the first date. No. from Willy Wonka, Gene
Wilder. Yeah.
Gene Wilder.
Shit.
She had like Gene Wilder eyes, and that kind of ruined it for me because one of my friends was like, "Oh, great. Now you're going to go after her for a fucking chocolate factory." And that ruined the date.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Gene Simmons in God damn it.
I did so before the internet there was this kind of phone system that you could call into, and there were chat rooms and there was other party line. You can go into different rooms, and then if you wanted to, you can go into a private room with whoever, you know, wanted to talk with you. So everybody would be in these party rooms, and you'd be chatting it up, and everybody would just be like, the pussy girl, that pussy. Whenever a girl would come in the room.
Is that what they sounded like in there?
Yeah, that's what they sounded like. That's from New York.
Everyone had speech impediments.
Oh, yeah, pussy. So if you wanted to play the game, all you had to do is act normal, and you're in, right? Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, hey, Olivia, how are you? I'm Jeremy. And, hi, Jeremy. You want to take this private? Oh, fuck yeah, Jeremy. It's like, okay, cool, girl. Cool. And so we get in that private room, and, you know, we're just chatting, just talking about our days and what we're into and stuff like that. And she sounded so cute. So cute. Uh-huh. And so I met her at a Burger King.
You once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. You've told this one.
I know. She was not cute. Her voice was. She was not. So I
bought her a Whopper and you got the fuck out.
She was the Whopper. I ate her up.
Oh no.
Whoa, that took a turn.
Well, I mean, like we've said, he's told us about how he got it in a Burger King once, so I guess that's the story.
That's the story. No. I hightailed it out of there. I walked in, she told me what she would be wearing. I saw it, she was looking around, and then I turned and I left. Never.
Oh, Jesus. So you never acknowledged her?
Jesus Christ.
That's a dick move.
Oh my God.
I was a young man. And yes, it was a dick move. I admit that.
Man.
I admit that.
Kids were so cool.
Doug?
No. None? I've never been on a blind date.
He's been a rock star since he was like 12 years old. He didn't need to fucking online date.
That's incredibly true.
See?
That's true. Okay. All right. Well, cool. Okay. I got a question for you then that your wife may or may not hear later.
Sure.
During your rock star days,
yeah,
was there a time that you just had a hookup with a fan or just a one-nighter? And it's like nothing was said. You just locked eyes, the fucking tiger, and you took over. And you knew. You just knew. And you were like, let's go.
No. Oh, okay. Not like that. No, I never just like some rando. Most of the time, if there was anyone hooking up with anybody, it was someone that I'd known for a while. Like, through doing music and stuff. Even if it was, like, someone not involved in another band, maybe someone, like, a fan or something. Yep. Yep.
All right, fair enough. We'll leave that alone.
Yep.
All right. If you
There's a little Doug out there somewhere that he doesn't know about. Another little Doug.
In the chat, sorry. We were doing a show in Dallas. We were at the Hilton Anatole. You know which one I'm talking about? Chair.
Yeah.
They had like outside, they had like the smoking area. Mm-hmm. And so this is back in like when, you know, I was a rock star, I was smoking like a champ. And there was this girl and just not cute. And I met her a couple of times. She's like from San Francisco. She's friends with some friends, like a friend of a friend sort of thing. And like, so we're all, it's like, there's like 40 of us outside this place, like drinking and smoking and having a good time, just hanging out and stuff. And she is just, like, all up on this, and I just could not get her away at all.
So the best way to do it was just to take care of her, right?
No, but, like, I literally forced Ed to stay up all night with me because, like, literally, like, I couldn't get away. So I couldn't get back to, like, our hotel room. I could not get back to anywhere I needed to go to get away from her because she was just following so badly. So we're outside hanging out with people, and we literally stayed up all night, and like, I was just like, Ed, don't leave my side, please. Like, just please don't leave me. Do not leave me alone. Like, I was afraid I was going to get like chloroformed.
And, oh, like, God.
It was not a good situation. It was a bad situation.
All right. How about this one? Role reversal. How many of the women we've dated it makes me wonder how many of them are telling the same stories about us? They're like, oh, man. Jer, I saw him at a Burger King once, and I turned right the fuck around.
Yeah.
Like, that's Kevin,
very possible.
He just looked like a fucking chud. So I basically changed my name and grew a beard to avoid him.
Damn.
What about you, Doug? Doug's like, no.
No, I'm pretty good. No, I'm just, again, the chat, they're like, why didn't you, she just dead sprinted. Well, the problem was, is again, she was a friend of a friend. And, like, while the friend was there and stuff, and I guess I could have said something to them. Like, we weren't that close of friends where I would have felt comfortable being like, hey, get your fucking friend off me. But at the same time, like, I didn't want to offend. Like, because we're hanging out with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And, like, but she would just, like, come sit on my lap, and I would just be like, ha, 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 and get up, you know, and, like.
She said to sit on her lap?
No, she would just come sit on my lap. And,
oh,
like, I would, like,
I thought she's like,
up.
Come sit on my lap, Doug.
No, I'd just be sitting there, and she'd come sit on my lap or whatever. And, like, just, I was just not about it. She was just not cute. It was a very scary night. And then I had a show the next day, too. Like,
and she was there?
Did you sweat on
her? Yeah, of course she was there.
Did did you sweat on her? Were you up there playing the guitar, your fucking face is sweating, then you just like whipped it in her direction, then she went crazy after it fell on her face?
Oh, I mean, I hope. I don't think so.
Okay.
It's all you said, I hope. I hope I did.
I hope not.
She probably still has that sweat in a jar somewhere.
You know what? I have no idea. I have no idea whatever happened.
One who got away.
Yep.
Well, if you're listening to this show, let us know.
Put in that misconnection.
Yeah, that's a misconnection.
Misconnections get real.
If you like what we're talking about and you want to hear more, you can always subscribe to us on Audio Boom. They provide all of our bandwidth. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. And of course, you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and we record every Monday night live on Twitch, where you can chat with everybody and say, wow, Jer, you're a terrible person when you were a lot younger, and we're still going to judge you for that. Mm-hmm. You haven't matured or grown. Well, that's true. We also want to throw a little bit of love out there to Discord. If you can't make it to a live show, if you're listening in your car and you're like, you know what, man? I feel real fucking lonely. I want a new friend. Well, guess what? We're right here for you. Just join Discord. All the information's on the website and of course on the social media. And join us. Come talk with us. There's a lot of people on there who want to say hi and warn you about, you know, some sketchy people that are in the chat, but we won't name names, Caleb.
WK. Oh, damn it. I did it again.
But that's that. Yeah. So we also want to give a shout out to some other shows that we do. We do 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. If you are interested in more content from people around the network, check them out. And I tell you what, a lot of these people who run their own shows were actually fans of the show before they hopped on to the network.
Too many of them.
Damn, Doug.
Speaking of, we actually had a resub from Ants earlier, and it was about the time we were talking about the AOL stuff, and she just said 13 female Florida. So, Kev, right up your alley.
Yeah. Wait, what? No. I'm not Roy Moore.
That was a 6-month resub, so thank you, Ants.
Thank you, Ants.
But also, Jesus Christ, Kev.
Yeah.
Sort your shit out, man.
Stop sort your funking life out.
If you want to go the extra mile and you want to show some more love, you can always support us on Patreon. You can help pay for a ton of stuff. You can help pay for a lot of stuff that we do around here. Go to the shows, pay for advertising, and actually, we're doing some advertising with your wife's what's it called, volleyball league, right, Kev?
Yes, volleyball on roller derby.
Volleyball on roller derby.
It would be the FCRD, Fountain City Roller Derby, based in Independence, Missouri. It's Kansas City, one of three Kansas City roller derby leagues.
Okay. And we're doing some advertising there, and we're going to slap our logo all over everyone's helmets.
Yeah. Wait, what? That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. We're sponsoring an entire team, guys.
I'll just keep like, I'll be like, good job. And then I'll slap a sticker on their helmet without noticing.
Yeah. I would ask you to put it on your wife's, but I know she wouldn't fucking defile her helmet with our shitty logo.
I don't think she has anything on her helmet yet.
Her words, not mine.
Yeah, we do have stickers. You could just throw one on the helmets.
Yeah.
Kev?
That's going to be an extra $100.
Ryan?
Okay, done.
Plus the bail bond that I'm going to need to get out of jail.
And why are you going to have to get out of jail?
Because I'm going to get assaulted by slapping stickers on people's helmets.
Sounds like you're the victim here, Kev.
But I deserve it.
It's only assault if you hurt them.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to get assaulted.
Yeah, so you won't be in jail, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why.
Initializing or instigating?
Initializing. Let's go with that. What were you arrested for, sir? Initializing.
That's the only way I know. I'm going to turn into Windows. I'm like, initializing. I don't have an answer for this. Restarting. Would you like to upgrade to Windows 10?
Let's see. So, yeah. So, if you want to support this, you can. You can give anywhere from $1 up to $1 million a month. And it goes a long way. Everything goes back into the show. And we really appreciate it. So, without further ado, I just want to welcome Mr. Douglas in here, okay? Because he's going to talk about like 8-bit Xmas, okay? Hey, how's it going?
They said it in the chat. They summoned you like Beetlejuice.
Hey.
Sons of bitches.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey. I love it. Okay. I love it. I love it. Hey, guess what?
What?
I love Christmas.
You love Christmas? Oh, yeah?
Christmas. I put up a Christmas tree, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they put the presents under. People open them and they're like, oh, my God, is that from Marky Mark? I'm like,
too many
R's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do you get people normally?
For Wawies? For Wawies?
Really? I got to be your friend there, Marky.
For waffles?
I love waffles.
Falafels?
I don't know what words you're saying. So 8-bit Xmas, hey, that's a thing that we do. Jesus. We've kicked it off on Friday with Brainberry Tarts reviewing Muppet Christmas Carol, which they both thoroughly loved. Don't listen to Ants. She claims on the show that she hated it, but she didn't. She loved it. She loved the fuck out of it. It was her favorite movie of all time.
I just watched that during Making Bonbons.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it in forever, and I fucking loved it. My son loved it too.
It's good. There's like only one bad part of that movie, and it's the Ghost of Christmas Past part with young Scrooge getting his ass dumped.
Oh, you mean like where you rolled a tear?
No, bad as in like it sucks. Like it's a terrible part of the movie. It is the worst part.
Take me away.
Well, it's just the song is bad, and then there's like no chemistry between the two actors playing like young Scrooge and like his girlfriend or whatever. There's nothing, and it's so painful. It's so bad, but it's important to learn, you know, about his cold dead heart, which I personally like.
You need to watch that every year.
It speaks to me on so many levels.
You should fuck it. Watch it once a month.
No, and then we reviewed, and it was released today on Monday. Mm-hmm. Our review of Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
The classic story of a father trying to get his shit together.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. A classic story about a terrorist who tries to make his son happy.
Yeah,
that's the fucking truth. The classic story of how Anakin Skywalker turned to the dark side.
And it really affected him in real life, seeing as he's now in like a psych ward and he's got schizophrenia. All because of Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, that one movie really fucked his day.
Mm-hmm. Amen to Jesus. That.
The classic movie of how a grody-ass neighbor tried to steal Tom Hanks' wife.
Tom Hanks?
No, oh. Rita Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we went from the real Tom Hanks. We mixed fantasy with reality.
Oh, sorry. I don't remember her character's name. Just Rita Wilson.
Yeah, Rita Wilson's awesome.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way. So you can go check that out over on our Audio Boom, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can find a show, it's there. And it's a good review. And also, bring some tissues along because you're going to learn about the depressing fucking life that is Kevin.
Listen, if you haven't already been depressed about my childhood, I mean, you got to be late to the game.
For all of those who were up in arms about Kev and his lack of like Thanksgiving cheer and how he hates turkey and he's a garbage monster.
I never said I hate turkey.
Listen, like this episode, you're going to be like, damn. Mm-hmm.
This kid, this kid
Merry Christmas,
might
everyone.
As well have been Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Just fucked up.
I just want everyone to be happy.
So check out 8-Bit Xmas.
Yeah. We've got another episode coming out on Wednesday from BriFi Podcast. And then on Friday, we'll have the review of Jingle All the Way 2 from Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives.
Oh, God.
So. Uh-oh.
Also, make sure you check out our shirts. We got shirts, 8-Bit Xmas shirts over on our Threadless. So was it 8bitgeek.threadless.com? And those are pretty fucking sick, so make sure you go get one.
Yeah, and a lot of people have said how awesome they are, but y'all ain't ordering, okay? And that makes me real depressed, because while I didn't...
And payday's on Friday, brother.
While I didn't do the main artwork, okay, I did outline them and add stuff to them, and it makes me sad that no one's buying them. Anyways, let's move on to misconnections.
Yeah.
Okay. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
I saw your face, Doug.
Well, I read the chat and I just sent it to you in our text messages so you can read what made me laugh in the thing. It was ants in the chat. She says, me and Kev share a trash can next to each other in the Chicago alley of South Detroit.
That is accurate.
All right, that made me laugh.
Okay, all right. Well, let's
play. Friends and I once went on a blind date and she rejected me bad. See, I was like, hey, I'm Kevin. Are you ants? She's like, are you Kevin? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I'm not ants. And then she walked away.
Yeah. I looked at the
true story.
Oh, you finally looked at the misconnection?
Yeah, I looked. All right. Well, let's get Sean in here, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey!
What's up,
Sean? What's up? Oh, you know, just making my way across the United States as I do, spreading my holiday cheer.
Well, what kind of cheer are you bringing?
Spreading, is this holiday cheer going to last past the holidays?
Perhaps, in
a venereal disease kind of way?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know, who knows at this point. Also, sometimes I tend to leave like $400 on the bedside table. If I think that maybe there's a chance of something else sticking around for like 9 months, then I'm just going to make sure it doesn't happen.
Oh, boy.
My God. Wow. There's one way to kill this.
Sean's pullout game is weak.
Dun, dun, dun.
That fucking Sean. Jesus Christ.
All right, Sean, what do you got for us this week?
Well, let's see.
That took a turn.
Right off the bat.
Kicking off my month of holiday cheer, a pussy fingering at Al Ente with latex gloves.
Oh no.
Al Ente Casino. You replied to my ad a few years ago about pussy fingering in my car.
Stop saying it.
Damn it.
We Skyped and met at Al Ente Casino. We had a few drinks and got to know each other.
Geppetto, I think that's what it is. GPTBTO. I don't know what that stands for. Got personal, then banged the otter. No, I got nothing.
We couldn't get a room, so we drove around making pit stops and playing the whole night with those gloves. Do you remember? I remember your gorgeous face. You never forgot what place you worked at. It's a shot in the dark, but I haven't forgotten you. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Wait, if you remembered where she worked at, why don't you just go find her there?
You don't want to be a creep, Kev. Jesus Christ.
I got nothing. I really...
Oh, man. Well, that was a good way to start things off. I'm going to bring out a fan favorite, everybody.
Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually hoping for Marky this time.
I was at the buffet this morning. You walked past my table wearing a dress and no bra. Your nipples.
Oh, God. Oh.
Were poking out from your swollen breasts.
What?
Our eyes met. But you walked on by. Tell me what color your dress was. At breakfast this morning, in the sub on the subject line.
Where's that? Fan favorite. That was request.
How would he know if they were swollen?
They, you want me to ask? You want them back?
No. Don't worry about it. You know what? That's something. That's a question that you can go on and answer. I'm cool.
That was a request from Ants. She said, "Can you please do that voice this week?" So.
Oh, thanks, Ants.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a whole lot.
Kevin is here to round things out.
Kevin, no, this is Velvet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Velvet.
I mean, it's just, it got really warm in this room. It's kind of weird. That butter guy, whatever the hell that guy was, he really
that
like steamed up the place.
That was not a butter brother.
No, I know that, but man, he kind of left a lingering odor here. So I'm just gonna try to get through this real quick so we can get out the window or something. Can we crack the window while I do this? By the way,
I love that. I love that. Classic says those new mics really capture every slurp.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the chat again.
Oh.
Well.
Well, check this out. Let me just go through something.
Sorry,
I'm sorry. I'm here in my bed in Los Angeles this week. I'm a black male, which I'm not, but, you know, it's good to role play if you know what I mean. I am not a homosexual.
Which you are.
Let's get it, baby.
But it's good to role play.
Yeah.
But it's good to role play. But here, let me read it the way it was meant to be read. I'm here in my bed in Los Angeles. I'm a black male. I'm not homosexual. Male for women. Los Angeles, California. I don't know why I keep saying I am, like, just I-A-M together. I am here in mine bed in Los Angeles. I am a black male. I am not a homosexual. Can you black female come over for free for some free safe sex with condom over you pussy and condom on mine dick? And you can stay here anytime and I will feed you. I just want to make sure that you know that I will feed you. God damn it. There was no periods whatsoever. Please don't be on that. Because I am ready to go.
Can you stay here?
You are going to be vaguely disappointed when you see what I am looking like.
I will feed you.
Thank you. Thank you generously. I am Velvet Jones.
Like this was written by a 12-year-old, yeah? Who doesn't know how sex works?
Now, please put a condom over you pussy. And condom on mine. Condom.
On my dick. Jesus.
Ever. That was the best.
I am Conversations.
God. We have, We've had some gems here this week, folks.
'Tis the season.
Oh, Christmas has come early. Anyways, let's talk about.
So am I. I am.
That's got to be the fucking title for the show. Has got to be I am. We'll feed you. No.
Mind bed.
Oh God. All right, let's talk. Let's talk top box office. Let's get out of the nasty grossness, the sludge. The swamp. Let's step into a nice dry bedroom with the top box office. Anywho, Coco came in number one this week for the second week in a row, making $26.1 million for a total of $108. Nice. Justice League is in second with $16 million. Making
still haven't made their money back.
$197 million.
What about worldwide? I wonder if they made it back worldwide at least.
Last I saw, they'd earlier... Like last week, they had passed 500 million worldwide. So
okay, there you go.
Yeah, just about.
Good for them. I mean, like it's like we said, like probably the last 2 weeks. It sucks that they finally made a pretty decent movie and it's getting shit on now because of all their previous movies, not including Wonder Woman.
I saw an article this week that said like, "Hey, Justice League is an actual decent superhero movie. We're all just fucking spoiled."
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Like if this came out, 10 years ago, we'd all be eating it up.
Oh, totally.
But that's what
Marvel
happens,
has set
though.
The bar so high that movies like this, it's getting forgotten.
Which is really easy to do when you have that Disney money. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, but they actually have some great writers and they're actually doing some storytelling mixed with superhero. So this one was just a lot of fluff and it's just a basic storyline with Justice League. And that's something that we would get throughout the 90s and the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. You know, before actual real writing came into play, it was just like action movie. And now there's actual a lot of substance to it with Marvel, and that's why we're spoiled, because you know, a lot of these Marvel movies, you could take the superheroes out of it and you still got a decent fucking drama or comedy or you know,
or space film,
spy movie, or a Star Wars film. So
yeah.
And then I went to go see this movie tonight. I took my kid, and it was Wonder.
Got the whole theater sick.
And no, we were the only ones in there.
I believe it.
So Wonder made $12.5 million for a total of $88 million in its 3 weeks. It'll get a sequel.
God damn it!
And this movie, fuck! This is the second time in a week that I've cried during a movie. And if we could turn it off, guys, can we not? Can we not anymore? I'm done crying for the year in a movie.
Nope. No, you're not.
Star Wars
next week, my dude. Oh,
man. Waterworks. Yeah, this one, if anybody knows me and has listened to the show, I've said it a million times. If there's anything with a kid relationship with a dad, I am done. And this movie had a lot of it. Like, a lot of it. It had great speeches. It had great, like, talkings. And like, talkings. They had great talkings. It had great,
in mine bed.
It had great conversations. So yeah, it was a really good movie. I don't know if the critics rated it high or not, but yeah, 8.1 on IMDb. It's got a 68 on Metacritic, but it was good. I liked it a lot. Anyways, let's get into the movie news. Disney is using their Mickey Mouse ears to sue Redbox for reselling DVD download codes. So Disney does not sell movies to Redbox. They don't do it because they don't want to be a part of it. So what does Redbox do? They go to retailers and just purchase every single copy. And then they go and put them in their Redbox machines.
Yeah. Because I guess that's not illegal for them to do. Like, they don't have a distribution deal with them, but I guess they're still allowed to do it that way.
But what they're not allowed to do is resell the code, because I guess that there is some wording in that says, like, hey, you bought the disc, it stays with the disc, which makes, how does that make any sense? Like, what? I've never understood this thing. Like, you buy the 3-pack, right? And it's like, you get the Ultra HD DVD and you get the Blu-ray and you get the digital download. I'm like, what? Why? Who needs all that?
People?
I guess. I don't know. That's never been like a seller for me. It's never. I'm like, I just take it digitally. Like, I'll just take a code for like $7 if you want to sell me that.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, the thing is, like, so you know, they're not allowed to sell them apparently because it violates its copyright, which in the fine print says that the codes aren't for sale or transfer. But like, okay, so I bought the 3-pack. I don't need the code. Are you going to sue me, Disney, for giving the code to my dad? Like, did I just violate the copyright law? Like, that doesn't make sense, because I understand why they can't sell it, because at that point they're making money off of that. I get that, I guess. But at the same time, like, that reads to me that, like, you can't transfer it. So, like, I can't buy it and then just give it to someone else. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Who are you to say what I can and can't do once it becomes into my possession? It's my movie. You know what I mean?
Not the digital rights. You just bought the DVD.
Yeah. Okay, but at the same time, like, who are you to say that, you know, the movie wasn't intended for them? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how they... I get with Redbox, but just that sort of language in their... fine print is absurd.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not. They're not worried about it. because they're the quote, "We're very confident in our pro-consumer position." So they think they're going to get away with it. We'll have to wait and see. When there's an update on this 2 years from now, remember,
yeah, no shit,
we will refer back to episode 248, people. Someone write that down.
What's well, just ridiculous?
Like episode 350 something by then.
The fact that Redbox thinks that their pro consumer position is going to help them in this is just like, you haven't been paying attention to Disney for the last 40 years,
right?
Like, they'll go after anybody. They'll put a cease and desist on anything. So
listen,
and that hasn't stopped. I mean, like, it hasn't stopped people.
They're almost
also,
as bad as Nintendo.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking shitty about it.
This is the company who purchased the government and pretty much said, "Hey, Mickey Mouse, that's not going into fair use."
Yeah.
So, all right, Wonder Woman 2. I only put this story in here because I know how much Doug loves this, and so Wonder Woman 2 will have a great love story.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to get more reaction out of it.
I mean,
because you've talked in the past, you were like, she doesn't need a fucking love story. She doesn't need a man.
She doesn't. Oh, she absolutely doesn't. I mean, no. It is a big part of her story. I mean, not necessarily her story, but like, all superheroes have a love interest. You know what I mean? Because you could also be like, you know, oh, Man of Steel is going to have a big love story. You know, because, okay, cool. Him and Lois Lane, cool, got it. Thank you. I mean, like, there's certain people that have those. Batman has either it's Vicky Vale, or it's Selina Kyle, or it's Wonder Woman, or it's, you know, it's someone. Like, he's, uh-huh. It's just, well, like,
it's every other woman in DC Universe.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's like, okay, so, well, Steve Trevor's, he's dead. And I guess if she's going to be in present day, it says in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm. What? Hey, before you read any more, I want to know, do you think it's going to be Chris Pine's character, or do you think it's going to be Batman?
If it's in the 80s, she didn't know him in the 80s.
Yeah, it depends on where it takes place, because they're saying...
Chris Pine's character is coming back. They've already announced that.
Then how?
I have no idea.
Fucking dead.
I have no idea whether it's a flashback or whatnot, but they said he's coming back. Maybe it's going to be his kid? I don't fucking know, but yeah, they said it.
And the chat, Wickton asks, why does that have to be a man? It doesn't. That's
another
good
point.
That's
true. Yeah.
They've talked about how there's been a large push for her to be like bisexual, which we've talked about. I don't know if that's ever really present in like her mythos and like her lore. If she is, it would make sense that she would be, based on the fact that she lived on a island full of women, like
Amazonians, please.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, if anything, I don't know why she'd ever go to a man. Like, I promise you, her world has been rocked thoroughly on that island. But, like, I don't know what the point of it would be, I guess. It feels too forced, like they're trying to be progressive by doing it. But at the same, yeah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a man at all. It could be a woman.
So just let it happen, yeah.
I think the problem, again, though, is like, if they did, it feels like it would be trying too hard to be progressive. And at that point, you have all these, like, assholes like Alex Jones and, I don't know, Trump, that would be like, oh, Wonder Woman's not gay. The world's ending.
Or it would be like the DC side of things on their TV, where it's like you said, it's just pushed on you and it doesn't feel natural.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I like what they've done with Sarah Lance over on, like, Legends and stuff, and, like, especially this crossover this last week, which, by the way, if you haven't listened, we did a 8-Bit Legends came back and did a review of the 4-part crossover, so go check that out. But, like, I like her and how they wrote that character, but, like, then you have, like, Curtis on Arrow, who is gay, and, like, he had a husband, and then they got divorced because his husband didn't want him to be, like, a superhero or whatever. And it was just it never felt natural. It never felt like there was any chemistry between the two, and it just made no sense, you know. But then on the other hand, like, you have on Flash, you have Captain Singh of the you know, Central City PD or whatever, and like, he has a husband, and it's nothing. It's no thing. It's just like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, he's just there. They don't make it in your face, just like, hey, look at what we're doing.
Yeah, which I mean, because. If they had, this is the problem, if they had like Sarah, because Sarah's like a mainstay character. And while it is, like, I don't say in your face, they treat it like they do any other relationships on the show or any other little things, you know, like with, you know, like with Ollie and some of his like flashbacks and stuff about, you know, how he was just like a playboy. Like, she's kind of the same thing. And even on like Supergirl, you have Alex Danvers, who's kind of the, you know, she's like a main character. Like, her story was good. The problem was that they just let it drag on too long. Like, they tried to make it feel like it was too important and it like wasn't for a secondary character. I just feel like they need more of the main characters to have like those storylines, so they don't feel forced. Like, they feel too forced, because yeah, you have like all the stuff with Arrow, or, you know, Ollie and Flash and all their love stories that are in your face, but they're also like mainstay characters. They're the front line. Like, they're the ones that we're watching the shows for. I don't know. I feel like there needs to be more representation in that way, and that's the problem, is that like they're trying and they're failing at it, in my opinion, in that regard. And so that's my would be my worry for Wonder Woman too, is if they did go that route, that it would be too forced feeling in a way.
Yeah. Agreed. Netflix has come out with a headline that should have read "No shit, Sherlock," because they just renewed Stranger Things for a season 3, because no one saw that coming.
What I wonder is, why did they take so long to pull the trigger on that? Because these kids are not getting any younger. I mean, a lot of times when you have child actors like this, you gotta film season after season like so quick, because they're gonna grow up.
Well, that's the thing, is I think that I think season 2 came pretty quick. It was like a year and a half, right?
I wouldn't say pretty quick, because usually it's less than a year for seasons.
Yeah, but these are like
a year.
These are like
a year.
Yeah, it's like these are big movies though. Like, that's the way they marketed it too. Is just like these are meant to be standalone movies and not so much television shows. That's why they named it Stranger Things 2 instead of like Stranger Things season 2.
Well, right, that was them playing into the 80s thing entirely. That was them like leaning like hard into it.
Yeah, but that came from the directors as well.
I know, but they wanted to, I mean, but I'm saying like they leaned into that, like with saying Stranger Things 2, because they were playing off the like 80s like series trope sort of thing, where it's like that was their intention. They mentioned that like after when they announced it, and they're like, this is why we're naming it this, because like we're leaning into it, which is perfect. Mm-hmm. It works for this show so well, but, you know, because you have other shows. It's not House of Cards 6. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, which that is also that is moving forward without Kevin Spacey.
So. Yes, it is. So we're getting that, and but I agree, Kev. At some point, they're going to be too old.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're trying to portray the 80s. I mean, obviously they're gonna grow out of it.
Then what? Awkward.
Yeah, because it was 85, 86 at this point, 84. I mean,
it was
84.
Oh man,
I think it was 86. It was 84. It?
Yeah, it had to be 84. Yeah, 84?
It was 84.
So we got some time.
Yeah, and it was a year and some months in between season 1 and season 2, because the first one came out in July, and this one came out on like Halloween weekend, essentially, so October. So I would assume probably January of 2019 is when we'll get the next season. Just based on how long it takes them. Because you're right. I mean, they're small movies, and they put a lot into it. I hope that this may be their final season of it, or final season of this particular series of it. Like, maybe in the fourth one, they move on to something, a new cast or something. That way we don't get that repetition of or, you know, like the characters getting too old and like us not caring, because a part of like the appeal of the show is that you're watching, you know, these middle school, early high school nerds, I would say middle school, like defeating a huge, you know, it's the Goonies is what it is, right? You know, and that's the appeal of it. I don't know.
They said that season 4 will end the show for good.
Okay. Well, as long as like they have, I mean, if they know they're going to get 4 seasons, then, like, at that point, do season 3, and then almost, you know, the next week start season 4, which I think is technically what they did with the first season. I mean, they knew, like, the day the show came out, they were getting a second season. Like, they knew almost immediately. I wonder how much of this is they knew they were getting a season 3, because how could they not? And they've just waited a little while to announce it. Because they just announced also, Netflix, that Mindhunter is getting a second season, which, if you guys haven't watched that show, it's a pretty good show to check out as well. And it kind of came out around the same time. But, you know, that just got announced as well. So it makes me wonder if, like, Netflix is holding on to, like, these announcements and, like, rolling them out at the same time sort of thing.
Yeah, makes sense. So here's a Here's a fun story that makes my blood boil a little bit. Doug, you see it? You see what they're doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Gal got it. And
Nope.
Got it.
Gal Gadot.
Gal got Gal it. Gadot. No, it's Gal got it.
Gal got it.
Gal got it. And Henry Cavill are charging fans $350 for an autograph and a photo at the Ace Comic Con.
$150 for a photo and autograph with them both.
Oh, fuck. You know what? I brought this up thinking that Doug would be like, oh, that's terrible. But then I forget about Mark Hamill's price.
Yeah. $4.99.
Never so, mind. Moving on.
Yeah. That was for the photo. Yeah, because what? They had like the package and it was like $6.99 for both.
This
shit's fucking expensive, man.
They're charging $175 for individual autographs.
Yeah, say it, bad.
It's fucking crazy, man. It's gotten so crazy. Like just an autograph.
Well, I mean,
fuck.
They set their own prices in you know,
no, sometimes the cons set them for him too. Remember, we've talked to some people, and they would like to sell them for less, but the cons set the prices on some of them.
Well, I mean, I think there's definitely like, well, I don't know, man, because some people you can walk up to their booth and take a selfie because that, you know, whatever, they're not, you know, like the photo. I don't remember how that works because obviously
I think it's
too.
Like the featured guests are the one though. Those are the ones that have like set stuff.
I don't know, man. We were who did we talk to? Someone was saying that like they set their own. Because we found out how like the cons make money or how they don't make money, because it had something to do with like, remember, they don't get like a portion of like the autographs and stuff. They don't get any of that. That's to them or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that how it worked?
No. They're required to sign so many. If they don't sign that many, then they don't get their appearance fee.
No, they still get the appearance fee, and the con loses money on it. That's what it was. Remember,
is
we
it
were
really?
Like,
okay, maybe that was it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we were like, oh shit, yeah. No, they, and so I don't know, because like you know, we did a photo op thing with Alan Tudyk also, and it was you know, I know he's not Mark Hamill, but it was significantly less. But you look at like the list or whatever, and you're like, why in the world is Ian McDiarmid charging $200 for a photo or whatever? Not that Ian McDiarmid isn't important, but like, okay, cool. Emperor Palpatine, what else you been in? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. There's just some people. But then you have like other actors and stuff in other things that are only charging $75. Like Alan Tudyk, like autograph stuff was cheap in his photo. It's why we did it. It's because it was cheap. Mm-hmm. It was only like $150 for the two of us to get the photo up or whatever. Like it wasn't that, I mean, again, comparison to the fucking $500 for Mark Hamill.
Just thinking back, remember that one time when we had a awesome opportunity to get a photo with my childhood hero and in the Batmobile, and then we passed on it, and then
a mistake,
and then he died.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Yeah, Ed was reminding me that shit was free. There was some confusion, and we didn't pay for any of those things. So,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Good point, Ed. He paid for them, but then there was some issues with the credit card, and they like thinking it was a fraudulent charge, so they canceled it. But we didn't know that until like afterwards, where like Ed finally like looked at the receipts and was like, oh, shit, that's what they thought the fraudulent charges were. Oh, shit, we did all that for free. They're like,
oops.
Oh, shit, this shit just got real cheap. This just went from like a couple thousand dollars on this trip for just photos to.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. All right. Last story here before we get into the gaming news. This one's a doozy. The future of the Alien series involve fewer aliens, said Ridley Scott.
God damn it.
Because why not? I mean, the last movie only had like three. Why not make one with none?
That's like making a movie called Troll 2 and only having goblins in it instead of actual trolls.
I just...
Yep.
I don't get it. People... I think we have to do is gradually drift away from the alien stuff. People say you need more alien. You need to put more face pulling. Need more chest bursting. So I put a lot of that in Covenant, and it fit nicely. But I think if you go away, you need to start finding other solutions that's more interesting. I think AI is becoming much more dangerous and therefore more interesting.
Sweet. Fucking Ridley Scott, make a movie called AI and leave aliens the fuck alone, or give it back to Neil Blomkamp so he can make a movie that people actually want to fucking watch.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I've got to say this, Ridley Scott. Stop making movies. Your time is up.
Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now.
Yeah, your last few movies have been absolute dog shit. You don't have the eye for it anymore. You're not young, and like, you know, you just don't. It's not. It's there. It's gone. You lost it. I don't know where you lost it. It's gone. It's time to give up the ghost. And like Kev said, let someone else take the helm of the Alien series and actually do it some fucking justice, because your last two movies have been absolute dog shit.
I mean, The Martian was pretty good.
But he didn't write it. He based it off of a book.
Yeah. True.
He didn't create it.
That's true.
The part that sucks is, once again, when we were at Comicpalooza and they had the Aliens reunion, and they actually made mention of Neil Blomkamp's Alien. And it sounded amazing, and everyone was on board. Sigourney Weaver was on board. Michael Biehn was on board. Like, everyone was ready to go. And fucking Ridley Scott just ruined everything with his shitty version. He ripped off his own series, and he can't even get it right. That's the thing I don't understand. Like, the Alien series has been such shit since he took it back over.
The thing that bothers me the most is that it's called Alien, because we expect there to be a fucking alien, not a movie for AI. Or world builders. Or fuck you.
And your Doug rants have been brought to you by
everybody on the show this week. Yeah. All right, let's get into gaming. Fuck him.
Real quick, Deb answered the question about how the cons do stuff. It's con guarantees them at least 5,000. And if they make more than that, then in autographs and picks, then great. But if not, then the con has to pay them the difference. Remember, because we were like, how the fuck does the con make money?
That's right. She remembers that.
Yeah, because it's like they don't pay everyone appearance fees and stuff. That's how they make their money. Mm-hmm. Or like their appearance fee is like the, like, I guess not. I don't know. Or I just remember we learned about that somewhere. And it was just like, damn, that's crazy.
5,000 in a weekend is damn good.
Yeah. And Mark Hamill, I swear to God, walked away with millions after Star Wars Celebration. Like, absolutely. The amount of people that were in line to get pictures and autographs for him, and if it was like, it was like $250 or something stupid for like an autograph. And then that was like $400 for the photo. I promise you, man, he walked away just flush with cash.
Doesn't he like troll autographs too? Like, he'll find, like, they'll give him some like priceless figure, and he'll write something stupid on it.
He writes stupid shit on everything he signs, just about.
Yeah,
it's really funny. I like that some people find those old like Star Wars like kind of postcard pics and stuff, and it'll be like a picture of him like dressed as Luke from A New Hope or whatever, and he'll have like the stupid hat on that I don't know if he ever actually wears in the movie. It's kind of like a, what do they call those hats? The bucket hat sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And he'll just write something really fucking stupid on it. I post them on Twitter all the time. Just shit that he signs. Now, I will say this. He hates scalpers. Or people that, like, go get things autographed and sell on eBay. Like, he personalizes everything. Because he's like, fuck you, you're going to sell this. Like, you're not just getting a Mark Hamill. Like, tell me what your name is.
And the fun thing is he'll actually
What's your
sit
name?
There.
eBay?
He'll actually sit there for hours on Twitter. And he will go through, and like, people will send him stuff and be like, hey, was this your signature? And he'll be like, nope, not mine. And he's like, yep, that's mine. That's real. And he'll go through and like, he'll tell you. And it's awesome. Yeah. So, all right, let's get into some gaming news. And first off is bad news. Because
wait, before you get that, can I talk about what I played this week that we got a key for?
Oh, your embargo. Has your embargo dropped?
For one of them, yes.
Okay.
So this week we got a key from, it was Pixwork, This is a company that did a 16-bit version of a game called Tower 57. What it is a twin stick shooter with like 16-bit inspired pixel art, destructible environments, and like a heavy focus on co-op. It plays a lot like Zombies Ate My Neighbors, but with some pretty cool characters. This was a Kickstarter, I believe, that was kickstarted way back when, and we're finally getting a chance to review it, but they sent us a review code for it. And it's actually really fun, and the soundtrack is really good. I've been playing a lot of it lately. Like I said, if you enjoyed like 16-bit games like Zombies Ate My Neighbors and stuff like that, it's right up your alley. It was made to kind of like glorify like the Amiga days. There's, what was it, like Abraham Lincoln is one of the characters in it. Pretty fun stuff. Yeah, what's up?
So it's 16-bit, but does it have like kind of modern effects and stuff? Like, you know how they mix that? The two things together, is it all 16-bit no matter what?
It looks all 16-bit, but okay. It's super smooth. It doesn't do like any kind of slowdown like 16-bit did when there was a lot of enemies on screen. Mm-hmm. So it still runs really smooth, but it's got like the pixel graphics, which is kind of like it's kind of ageless, you know, just playing stuff like that.
I don't know, man. Like, if it doesn't have the true 16-bit slowdowns from not having enough memory, you can keep it. I want the authentic.
I want the game to be laggy as hell.
Yeah, I want authentic experiences here.
But no, I had a blast playing it. Thanks for the code. I've got a lot more to play with it. But once again, if you like Zombies Ate My Neighbors or any kind of like twin stick shooter and you like a retro vibe, definitely check out Tower 57.
Awesome. Thanks, Kev.
Yeah.
Make sure that I submit that to them.
Or
so that way they can put your quotes on the box. Take-Two President has chimed in on loot boxes and insists they're not gambling. Do you know why he did that? Because Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to have them in the game.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah. Hey, we just got a donation.
A donation from a Twitch face. It doesn't say what their name is. Oh. But it says, so Kev can have a better Xmas, $3.51. Which brings us up to 11:04:20.
Thank you.
Blaze it.
Thank you.
Whoever that was.
Did it not say who it was, Kev?
No, it didn't. Oh, okay. It's just a picture of a Twitch face.
Anonymous. Yeah, so this is, I don't know. I think after this whole EA thing, because that's our next story as well, is that EA has taken a stock value. It dropped $3.1 billion after the Star Wars 2 Battlefront controversy. And that's billion, not million, not hundreds of thousands. $3.1 billion. We still don't know how many it's sold because we don't have the numbers yet. So it's going to be interesting to see how well it's done in the market with all of this. But I really think that Take-Two is going to have to change everything if they have really planned to go this route. And the CEO is, you know, he's like standing by it because he doesn't want it to go away. But I guarantee you that they will face the same pressure that EA has faced if they continue down this path, because I think we're at a point of no return and we're not turning back. I know we've talked about it for 3 weeks, but it's an ongoing issue. But I do think we're done. And unless it's cosmetics, you can't fucking do it. At least if they plan on doing online.
Yeah, I remember the day when you actually just have to play the game to unlock stuff, like in Red Dead.
For real.
Like, here's all these challenges you can do to unlock these, you know, different outfits and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Like, I love the challenge of that stuff. So, Take-Two and Rockstar and whomever else, fucking leave that shit alone, guys. Just make a good game.
Hey, remember the days where you can put in a code and you got a cool car or a tank that dropped into the game? That was fun. That was always fun. Now it's just like you put in that same code and it's like, $1.99.
Yeah, seriously.
Is that the voice that goes in?
$1.99.
Well, you know, I was watching Link's podcast the other night.
River City Gaming or
something like that. And they're talking about this stuff too. And I forget, was it like Call of Duty? You can like unlock the loot boxes, but then you still had to pay like fucking $2 to actually open it up, like to buy the key to unlock the fucking loot crate. So you can play the game or do whatever you can to earn to get a loot box, but then you still had to pay fucking $2 to actually unlock it, like open it up. It's kind of, I mean, yeah. like, I, and I, 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 is, I don't remember if that's all cosmetic or not, but like, I just, that fucking blew my mind. I know
they have that
with...
in Rocket League as well. They, you have to buy keys. And so I've got a bunch of loot crates in Rocket League that I can't open because,
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's stupid as shit.
Agreed. And I just take the free shit. I'm not going to buy any fucking keys for crates.
Yeah.
I think that's a load of shit.
Ants linked them in the chat. River City Gamer Squad.
Yeah.
Now
I don't know. I know they did that with PUBG too for that special crate, but that was like part of their like that event that they were holding. So it was like it was like only for a limited time sort of thing, and it was
all toward the tournament.
Hold on.
Yeah, and it was all cosmetic that was just like, again, you could only get through that or buy them through the store later.
Guys, the Rocket League ones are the same way. Like, it's all cosmetic. And it's
just said that.
But the money, the proceeds, part of it goes towards the Rocket League actual league. So that's what you're buying them for is for that reason. And so I supported that, and I threw a couple dollars their way. I didn't throw much, but like I didn't pay $60 for a goal explosion, I can tell you that much. Rex.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid.
But
he told us that, and I was just like, that's dumb. That was a dumb thing you did.
But like I said, like if it's cosmetics, then I it's fine. Whatever. Just fucking do cosmetics. Like, because people are willing to spend the money to make their characters look cool in an online world. They're willing to spend it to make their cars look cool in the goal explosions because they want to show off. They do it. It's perfect in Overwatch because that's all they do is just cosmetics. So fucking go ahead. Even throw some free ones in there every once in a while. But as soon as it's game changing and as soon as you throw something in there for competitive and it changes the competitive nature of it, this is what happens, and this was what will continue to happen. So if Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out with it and it's all cosmetics, fine. Make your money off of the whales. But don't change the gameplay, because then you're fucking with me, and I don't like it.
Okay? Well, my thing is, like, just based on the first Reddit, yeah, there was the online stuff, but, you know, there was so much to do in the story. And that's my concern, was, like, if this is what you're worried about, like, the online nature of your game, which, I mean, to be fair, like, GTA 5, the fact that it's still ongoing, like, 5 years later, is amazing. And I don't do any of the online stuff, but I know a lot of people have a lot of fun, doing that stuff. But, like, yeah, if it changes the competitive nature of the game online, then fuck that. Like, mm-hmm. and on the flip side, because you've got, like, Assassin's Creed and Shadow of War that have these loot boxes that you can buy that take away from the grind of the game, which is ridiculous because, man, those games are fucking grindy. Assassin's Creed, not so much as Shadow of War, in my experience anyways. But, like, if there's some sort of grind aspect to, Red Dead, that you buy a crate to make that better too, so it's not as whatever, I don't know what it would be in this case. Like, fuck that also.
Yeah.
Like, just make your game less grindy, you like, greedy motherfuckers.
Yep.
It's part of the reason why I uninstalled Shadow of War. I loved Shadow of Mordor, and I was so excited for Shadow of War, and I had a lot of fun playing it, but after like 10 hours in the game and barely fucking advancing anywhere because the amount of like grinding you have to do, like, no thank you. If I wanted to play an MMO, I'd go waste my fucking money on Star Wars, like the Old Republic. Like, if I want a quest to go kill a fucking 1,000 things, I'll go play another game.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, man. I agree. This next story kind of ties in a little bit with how the market is shifting. Loot boxes, not so much loot boxes, but this game, Star Citizen, it's always interested me. It's always piqued my interest. It looks phenomenal. They have a ton of voice actors for the single player campaign. Squad 47, I think it's called. I want to play this game. I want it to be amazing, and it looks like it would be someday. It's been in development for 5 years now. It's made $168 million so far. That's how much they've raised. They sell ships to you to enter into the alpha, and the ships cost anywhere from $60 up to God knows what, $400, something like that. I think Ryan would know. Ryan, give me a thumbs up if I'm right around there. Around $400, is that about right? Five more? $1,200? $5,000? $10,000? $10,000 is the for a ship.
Where's Ryan? What did I didn't see a thumbs up or a stumps up or anything.
stumps up. I should have said, give me a stumps up. Damn it. So up to $10,000 for a ship. And I mean, that right there should have covered the cost of like development. Like it should have enough money to complete its cycle here. And it hasn't even been released out of Alpha. They're working on Alpha 3.0. And I bring all of this up because here comes another cash grab from them. The game is now selling land to you that does not exist yet. You can now chunk down $50 for a 4x4 kilometer parcel, or $100 for 8x8. To me, this really, really pisses me off because I feel like you're taking advantage of people now, and I don't like it. Like, you've already raised the money. Why do this? I mean, and why so much? And in a game that you're charging so much money for a ship, if you pay $10,000, you should get a fucking planet.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah. The rate that this game is coming out, it better be the goddamn Oasis from Ready Player One.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's just the fucking truth.
With as much money that's being spent on this and how long it's taking to develop, I know this isn't like a AAA team working on this, but goddamn.
I think
is this money going?
Man, I wish I could know their team size because I think it's in the hundreds. I don't think it's a small team.
Like I said, $168 million is going somewhere.
Yeah, into the fucking pockets. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if they did. I wonder. This is a question I have for fans. If you know this, did Star Citizen, did they build their own graphics engine or are they using somebody else's? Because that's a good goddamn question as well. For whatever reason, they're doing this. I mean, I guess if you want to buy it, go ahead. I'm waiting until this fucking game comes out because I've had enough of pre-orders and then getting fucked.
Ryan says they're using Amazon's engine. It's based off of Crytek.
Okay. So 5 years in that, huh? Okay. Let's move on to the next one. My blood's boiling.
Well, get ready to continue to boil.
Fuck. I forgot about this story.
Just line them up.
Everybody's favorite game that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, game of the year, 2017 right here.
Game of the year, 2017. PUBG has announced when it first was developing the Xbox One X port, 60 frames per second, guaranteed. Well, folks, not anymore. 30 frames per second on all versions of Xboxes, no matter if you have...
Including the edgy Xbox One X.
It doesn't matter if you have the Xbox One, the Xbox One X, or the Xbox One XYZ. It's all going to run at 30 frames per second. And I think the quote was, "We're consistently refining the game and exploring options to increase the frames per second." What they're exploring is mobile games. That's where their time's going, because they just announced a mobile port as well in China, and we saw the trailer to that. Reactions?
Yeah. Well, I can see why, and I told you this in the chat, I can see why they're marketing it to China, because China will eat that shit up, but it's still to abandon, I wouldn't even say fully abandoned, but to really cut back on your consoles and your PC versions to really cater to the mobile market. It's kind of a dick move. I mean, it's kind of a betrayal to the people who've already purchased your product. And the mobile market, it's not even going to see America or anywhere else for a while. It's going to start in China. And it's just, it kind of sucks, especially with a game that even on PC hardware that is bad, like even a fucking NASA computer can barely run PUBG at 60 frames.
Yep. It's a shame. Like I don't want
to, it's not even that great of a fucking game. It's just poor optimization is really what it comes down to.
I don't want to knock it so much, say, because I've had a lot of fun with it. Right.
No, okay. I'm sorry. It's not graphically an amazing game.
Yeah.
It's just, once again, it's poorly optimized, mm-hmm. like most Ubisoft PC titles.
Yeah. And
damn, drop the bomb. Can I get a hip hop horn, Doug?
The game is fun with friends. The thing that bothers me is what I said probably when we first started playing it. Fatigue. Fatigue starts to wear in after a while. And mm-hmm. for some players, it's not a problem. Like, we have some people in the 8-Bit Geek who consistently play it, and it's a ton of fun for them, and that's awesome. But for a lot of players, they're going to hit a point where they're like, well, this is fucking boring. What's new? What else is there? In the how many months? 6 months that it's been in development, they've updated the market. You know, they've added loot boxes. Like, that's mm-hmm. like, they've done bug fixes and everything, but major update wise, no new maps. No, you know, vaulting is still waiting in the wind.
They did release though the map, what the map is going to look like. Though. Yeah, they've released what the map is supposed to be. So I assume it's coming soon.
Yeah, I would love to just to be like, even if we were waiting, it's just like, hey, throw some fucking snow on the ground in Russia. Like, let's have a snow version, like something. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did fog and they've done rain, great. But ultimately, we're left wanting more. And I've been left wanting optimization, because every time that I turn this game on, even with these fucking headphones that I can't hear shit through, I hear those fans going, like, just winding all the way up. So it sucks, but I really hope, I hope the best for them. They've made a shit ton of money, and that's probably all they wanted, because they're already making a new game. The blue Shill Oyster Club. Whatever the hell the developers are.
Blue shit, what?
they're making some MMO game or some shit now. I don't know what it is. Some fucking thing.
Blue Oyster.
Oh man, I hope they don't start a cult.
Oh man. Alright, so let's have some fun here, because our favorite studio, Rocksteady, is saying that fans are going to lose their mind, but they have confirmed that it's a new DC game that's in the works.
It better be Batman or fuck on off.
So if it's, you wouldn't be happy with a Rocksteady
Wonder Woman
game, or like a Superman,
boring.
Superman
boring.
Game. What if it was a Superman game that you could only play boring. as Clark Kent?
Clark Kent? Boring. If I wanted to be a reporter, I'd go back to school and get my fucking journalism.
No, you're check this out. You're a reporter, right? But you're a spy, and you're like trying to get the hard news. You're trying to get that hard news fucking story,
you're playing hard news fucking story.
Yeah. And so you're like you're in the shadows, and you're like writing shit down. You're like, fuck yeah, I'm getting this story today. And if you fail, you have to report the weather. But if you pass, then you get promoted.
Now, the only games I'd be okay with are Batman, Deathstroke,
and Deathstroke.
Maybe a Flash game. Ooh, maybe an Arrow game, because Arrow would just be Batman.
Yeah.
Listen,
but he'll kill people.
When somebody, Green Mo Lantern, says, maybe? Mo says, tap X at the right times for a writer's combo. I would when I was playing that new Injustice 2 and the Flash part of the story came up, I could totally play that as a video game. I was like, that he could it was so good. I could totally do it. I had a lot of fun with that. So
yeah, but it's Batman. The Arkham series is like the best Batman series. Although, yeah. I've said this before, Telltale's Batman was fucking awesome. And thank you so much, Derek, for getting me season 2. I can't wait to start that. But like,
Merry Christmas.
I think the story in the Telltale one was a little bit better than the Arkham series. Yeah. It's up there, man. Because the problem with the Arkham series though is that you've also got 4 games to compare it to, mm-hmm. and Knight was not very good. Origin was good. City was great, and Asylum was great. But that first game, man, it was awesome to be Batman and to have the choices and stuff in that whole all that game. And then the action was done very well, and you felt like fucking Batman. It was awesome.
Really? Fuck, man. I wish to God that I could get into those games, man. Cause I like want that experience, but I get so fucking bored. Like, I don't know if it's ADD or what, but
I don't know, man. Treat it like a fucking movie. Treat it like you're interacting with a movie or something, or a TV show or something. Because that the story is what's so good. And did you try the Batman one?
I got it purchased for me. My buddy bought it for me, and I played about let's see, maybe 30 minutes of it.
Oh man, I gotta get into it. It's so fun. Sorry, I'm yawning like a motherfucker. I'm tired apparently. No, it's great. I keep saying how I want to go like finish all the Telltale games, mm-hmm. and that is part of the reason. Like you would talk about a game that can have fatigue, is that like. You know, you want to finish a chapter so you remember where the fuck you are because, you know, they're so story-driven. And so, you know, each chapter is like 2 hours long, but, you know, I don't want to say like it feels like, man, I got to finish this, but it does have that, it's not as action-packed, so it is a little slower-paced feeling in that regard. But I found it's, you know, because I haven't finished Tales from the Borderlands yet. I fucking love that game. It's just there's other games that I'm like, man, it'd be really fun to go hack and slash some people, and like obviously that's going to be their first choice, or you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to finish Tales from the Borderlands. I love Batman, man. I finished that one in like 2 weeks, like I'd say 2 weeks, but it was like 2 Saturdays. It was awesome.
Nice. Maybe I'll give it some time. I don't know. Mo says Jared needs to play Until Dawn or Life is Strange. I think he wants me to fall asleep on camera. I think that's what you
said. Apparently, Life is Strange is awesome. I've only heard good things about it.
I've heard.
I played
amazing.
The first episode. It was pretty good. It's very teen drama oriented. It's like MTV making a Telltale game, like cool. Current MTV.
So Doug and I would love it.
I mean, there's a lot of like you know like diaries and stuff to read. I don't know. I wasn't too into the first episode, but I heard it gets much better after that.
You know what though? Gone Home was that way. Gone Home was like it was all about teen angst and diaries and finding stuff around the house.
But you didn't know that going into it, so don't spoil it for anyone who hasn't played.
I thought that game was going to be scary.
Exactly.
And like, I literally like went and read the some reviews on like Steam, just like what people were saying about it, and they're like, cannot stress enough how this is not a scary game. Like,
yeah, well, there's moments in it that make it scary.
Yeah, I mean,
but you just scare yourself.
Yeah, well, it's all sound. It's just like the fact that there's like a fucking raging storm outside and you're walking through.
Well, there's an old creaky house, so there's like weird sounds in the house happening. But yeah, I mean, definitely people should play it. But that was like one of my first streams ever was streaming that game. And yeah, it was a fun game, but yeah, it's not what you expect. But that's good, though, because it made a lot of people want to play it. And then once they realized what it was about, they're like, oh, okay, whatever.
That's my fear with Detroit. Is because of the fact that it looks amazing, but it's one of those more story-driven things where it's just like, let's watch. I don't know. My mind, I can't disconnect the fucking controller from playing a game. Like, my mind is just like, watching a movie or am I playing it?
If you're on the fence with Detroit, I would say find out if you liked Heavy Rain or Beyond Two Souls or pretty much any of the other games that Quantic Dreams come out with.
Never played them.
If you want a good starter one, Heavy Rain was really good, especially if no one spoiled it for you. I would highly recommend Heavy Rain. There is a PS4 remaster of it. Otherwise, if you still have a PS3, you can play it on there.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm laughing at the chat. All right, let's let's get into this. I think this is really cool. Overwatch is, of course, getting its own league. We've talked about that. It kicks off in early 2018. They're treating it like a fucking like a goddamn NFL league or an NBA. It's really cool. They have a commissioner. They have teams for every city. Well, not every city, but they have 12 teams. They have a Dallas team. And
What's our mascot?
I forgot what it is. I had it all pulled up. Hold on. I think I still have it.
New England already has a team that's deflating the keyboards and mouse.
Oh, look at
the commissioner's already banning the quarterback of that team, the captain.
Okay, so they're called the Dallas Fuel. So.
Well, that's lame as shit.
Aw, why?
It's lame.
Well, that's who
brought to you by Mountain Dew, the Dallas Gamer Fuel.
So each what they're doing is pretty cool stuff. They're actually releasing Overwatch League skins that you can wear in game. Now, the other bad part of this that someone may not like is that they are going to be behind a paywall. They're adding a second currency to Overwatch, which is called League Coins. You can purchase these League Coins to purchase in-game loot. which you can actually pick what jerseys that you want to put on your Overwatch characters. And so,
it's cosmetic. So we've talked about this. We're fine with cosmetic, like paywall sort of stuff like that. We have to pay for it. And also, I feel like it's going to go to the teams. Yeah,
it's going to the teams. Yeah, it's going to the teams.
Fuck it. Yeah, I'm paying for that person's salary. That's fine.
Everybody will get one free coin, and so you'll be able to purchase your first jersey. Everybody's jerseys are going to be home jerseys for the first round. They're going to release home versions, away team versions, and they're going to also, like, probably alternative jerseys and shit like that. But this thing is going to be really cool. If I get into actually watching League play, it's going to be like this, because they're treating it the right way. They're treating it in a way that I'm going to be able to follow it, where you have a weekly schedule, you have playoffs, and then you have a championship, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. And go Dallas Fuel, the Dallas G Fuel.
Ant says, "Why do I have to pay for the league? Doesn't the game make enough money to pay for that shit?"
You don't have
to. NFL, the MLB, the NBA, they all make enough money to pay, but we still pay for like jerseys and shit.
Yeah. you can still buy jersey. You can buy a plate with your team logo on it. So yeah, this is no different.
Boo Dallas.
I don't pay for the NFL. All right. Right. You may not, but like other people do. What's what I'm saying? Like other, you know what? People that, hey, you know, that love football and shit, probably, you know, not all of them are going to be buying stuff for
over. Jerry's got like 14 Dallas Cowboys jerseys, and they're Romo.
Well, that's why I said not all of them, but, you know, there may not be. So I'm saying is that, like, people, you support your team, you go buy the shit for your team. I don't understand how you, then they make money off of that.
Let me, I love it how we're talking about Overwatch and all of a sudden Windrus just shows up.
Yeah.
Something like her spidey sense was tingling.
She got here right before we started talking about Overwatch. So, her definitely. She was like, it's happening somewhere.
Hey, Windrus, are you going to be rooting for the Dallas Fuel? Also, Ants, let me put it in a way that she's going to understand, okay? You have already purchased WoW. Why pay a monthly subscription? They've already made their money.
Truth. And then on top of that,
changing content.
Well, no, but you still pay for those updates and shit too, or for the expansion packs.
I don't, but you guys do.
Oh my god, we're
putting a universal you, Kev. You don't pay for anything.
I do.
No, you don't. You
cheat. She says, "I don't know. I just pay it." Yelling. Oh shit. So yeah, I think that's a pretty cool thing to do, is to support your team, and I hope that. I'm going to go to, I will promise that Doug and I are going to go to one Overwatch game next season.
Okay.
And we're going to try this. We're going to try this whole thing out so we could talk about it on the show. We're going to go to an official gaming league game and see what we think. How's that?
Yeah. Windrus also just subscribed with Twitch Prime. Thanks, Windrus.
Thanks, Windrus.
And then Mike says, "I've spent more money on cheap stuff than I care to admit," which is like 80% of every paycheck, because you just can't quit that team.
Yeah, they've won like one game in the last 8 weeks.
Like last 8 years?
No, they've been doing pretty good. Besides, they started off the season 5-0, and then just now they're 6-6.
Tanked it.
It should go with us. We'll make it happen. We'll get you and Paul up here, and we'll go, and we'll have a fun day together, hanging out and being friends.
Yeah, and we'll buy
yay friends.
We'll go to the game, and we'll buy those little flags that have our team on it, and we'll wave it, and we'll be like, yay!
Yeah. Oh, it'll be a thing. Well, we could try and see if we can schedule it around a convention or something that may be happening up here. Just so you know, that way we can have like a whole weekend of just, you know, the four of us having fun.
Mm-hmm. Can I cosplay? Of course you can.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know. That's going to be completely up to the league if they allow cosplayers at their events. Like, oh, no. You can't dress as that character. No. This is an official sporting event. No, we can't have that.
No, that's like super fuck off. Fan.
Like, there's people that dress in fucking offensive Indian wear at Cleveland Indians games. So they
okay. We're going to. Okay. And you know what? Overwatch is going to be better than that.
No, they're going to be like, you're going to try to dress up as the character. No, ma'am, that's offensive. We can't have
if
that
I want to dress up as Mercy to an Overwatch event, no one's going to stop me.
I'm holding you. I'm holding you to that.
Let me leave the house like
I
that.
Garrett, here it is, folks. He just...
She won't... I was going to say, he said his wife won't let him leave the house like that. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, your wife won't handcuff you from the bed like that.
Go on.
I was going to say that Colin, that Kevin... has just officially said that he's going to spend one day as Mercy at Comic-Con down in Houston.
There, wait. Where? How did I get into that kind of
vocal
contract?
It's done. You just said if you want to, it's going to happen. Well, you want to, baby.
If you buy me the costume, I will do
okay.
it.
Okay,
Windress. Cool. We need your help.
Yeah. We're going to need you to give her your sizes on everything.
You're going to need to...
on everything.
On everything.
Well, I better sexy myself up for some Mercy cosplay.
Hey, you know what? They make the Mercy bodysuit. I'm sure that we could fit you into one.
That's just it. I'm on it, guys.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, let's just make sure that we learned our lesson that Cash taught us. The most important thing you can do when you're wearing one of those suits.
Ooh.
Make sure you have a dancer's belt, because Kev...
Oh, yeah.
I don't want a dancer's belt. I want to see the outline.
No!
Oh, Jer, no! Oh. Bad Jer.
We don't want to get kicked out of the convention. We don't want them to, like, remove us from the floor and, like, take our booth
away. It
won't
be the first convention I've almost got kicked out of.
I promise you.
Chris 89 says,
I'm gonna get a refund.
Chris 89 says, is too sexy too sexy?
Oh. This is hashtag gross, so.
That I agree with you, Indris. Trust me, and I look at myself on a daily basis.
So if that isn't reason enough for you guys to come down to Comic Palooza in 2018, I don't know what is.
That is not a good reason. You are not selling it very well.
Well, we're getting you either eat something hot or wear Mercy costume.
Yeah, it's either this or we're going to get one of those fucking ghost or those Carolina Reaper chips.
Carolina
Reaper chips.
Do you guys want to I posted that. Remember that? I posted it in the chat.
I saw you did the guy in his garage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the one of the news anchors doing it?
Yes. And she was like,
just fucking started. And the one dude was like, anytime I eat anything spicy, I start getting the hiccups. It just fucking immediately.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking funny. Oh, man. They did not know what they were doing. What a bunch of idiots.
Kev, you up for it?
What? I thought I was already dressing as Mercy.
Yeah, dress
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, dress as Mercy and eat a Carolina pepper chip at the
Why
same time.
Why am I always the experimental
someone
person?
I'll give you a dollar.
The fine print of their contract when they started working with us.
I don't remember signing a contract.
Well, whose fault is that?
Ryan can take your place if you like.
In which aspect?
You have to talk to him. You have to talk him into it for the hot food.
For the hot food.
Oh, Ryan will do that shit. He runs in the Kornheisel blood. Come on, we saw how calm and cool Justin was last year.
Yeah, but I feel like Ryan would lose his fucking shit. Like, he'd be the opposite.
I think he'd be pretty chill.
Okay. Well, there's
if only he were here to answer that question, but
only,
I think he'd be pretty chill.
There's only one way to find out.
Ryan,
it's your mother. Ryan, Ryan, come closer to the mic, darling. I can't hear you. Ryan, this is the first time that I've ever talked to you on a microphone.
What do you want, Ma?
Ryan, will you put something hot inside your mouth?
Oh, no.
As long as you're not talking about Reggie's Red Rocket from last night.
Oh, God!
Jesus. What happened there last night?
Get off this. Holy reason why
I was really happy to see Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Jesus.
You're welcome.
Thanks for making the show better. All right,
cool. So,
cool.
Kev's going to dress like Mercy, which will be awesome as shit. And then Ryan's going to eat one of those chips.
Or maybe even just the pepper. Let's kill someone.
Oh, no.
Let's just do the chip. Dude, that one dude in the garage, though, who ate both of them. What a fucking idiot. That was so funny. Oh, God.
All right, that's it for the show. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. I hope that you guys were entertained in some way. And my name is Jeremy, and you can catch us on Discord all week. Check out 8-Bit Xmas. Ryan's in the house.
And be sure to tune in to 8-Bit Brawl on Wednesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Jer got his belt back. Jer is the world champion once again. He won it from Velvet Jones.
Yeah, but then you talk shit about me.
When?
In the chat, you were like, oh, Jeremy won't be bitching anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, I probably said that. I don't remember saying it, but it seems like something I would say.
Hey, when do I defend? Am I defending this week or no?
You are not defending this week. However, there is, I'm not going to give up the main event, but there is a match that will determine who's the next number one contender for that belt.
Nice. All right.
Am I wrestling again this week?
Yes, you are. And there's some newbies showing up this week. Some new folks from the 8-Bit universe and some folks that are not in the 8-Bit universe. Just changing it up a little bit. It's going to be pretty fun.
All right. Well, that's the show, everybody. Sorry for the long drawn out. Goodbye. But I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of loves, lots of hugs, lots of bullshit.